Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited to be back. Hey, we'll take more calls in a few minutes on the toll thing. Joining us now, Michelle DiMartino, political consultant and treasurer of Ella's List, raising money for Democratic women running for office in Connecticut. And a fascinating thing happened this week. Bobby Kennedy Jr., who's now 65, that's kind of incredible, was in the state. He is a big opponent of vaccines. He thinks vaccines are a problem, and he came to the state to be part of a forum to discuss it. And he's kind of in an interesting position as a liberal to be, on the one hand, he spends his life on climate issues, and he's very pro global warming and the idea that climate change is proven by the opinion of scientists to be a real thing. But he won't believe the same scientists, it seems, on vaccines. So to discuss it with us, Michelle is here. And hello there, Michelle. Welcome back.
Hey there. How are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah.
So what's your take on this? Tell us what happened first off.
Well, it sounds like, and I think he's getting quite a bit of blowback, Representative Elliott, Josh Elliott from Hamden, set up a forum and invited Kennedy to attend it. And now there are a lot of folks, particularly in the scientific community, who are upset that they created sort of this equivalency between Robert Kennedy and the anti-vaxxer movement and all the clinical scientific-based information that most of us accept. And so that kind of got things started. And at the end of the day, I think that the Yale members who were supposed to be on the panel and a pediatrician backed out of the forum, and they were told evidently by their colleagues around the country not to invite discourse with Robert Kennedy, and he still attended, and then he gave a presentation and had a lot
of... Because they didn't want to promote him, right? They wanted to...
No.
They wanted to leave him in the background, where he mostly has been on this issue. But this is... It's a stunning position for him to take as an iconic liberal, from an iconic liberal family, and he's on the wrong side, and you're not allowed to be on the wrong side from either side in this political environment. You've got to agree on everything. And here he is going out on a limb on something that I think people on the left feel like this is visceral to them. They want
it is. Yeah.
They want the vaccines to be okay and everyone to accept that because they view it as being proven by the doctors, right, and the scientists.
Well, and I think everybody was shocked. I mean, the friends who I have who were paying attention to this, I mean, particularly mothers, I've got a 10-year-old daughter, and I think we were all shocked by the fact that he got up there, and he has been a credible voice in the climate change arena. He's someone who, you know, we all know, of course, the family, and so when he's all of a sudden espousing these things that are really conspiracy-based, I think everybody was shocked by it.
Except he's saying that there is so much money flowing through our government, effectively, and these government agencies that are supposed to control medical decisions such as this, which overlaps with Big Pharma, which is huge money. He's making a Trumpian argument, yes, but he's also making a Bernie Sanders argument. So why is it wrong to have a conversation about that? What a great forum it would have been.
Well, I wouldn't have liked to see them all on the stage again. I trust my pediatrician over someone like him who is trying to conflate the issues he was talking about, I think, with the issues with priests. I think it was stunning, and I think that a platform was given to the anti-vaxxers who have no basis in terms of data that they can provide. What's also interesting about this whole issue is that because the messaging is making its way around social media, mm-hmm. the Russians have identified this as a wedge issue, and they're now starting to promote this anti-vax movement too. So you're seeing more and more of its promotion.
Yes, but
and
you
in fact,
can't.
It's not even anything.
You can't argue against somebody's right to free speech because other people may react to it. That's the fun of free speech, and that's the process that we're supposed to go through. So isn't it better to have liberty and to have ideas bubble up and have those ideas be tested in a market? Isn't that the whole idea of freedom and having democratic systems?
We have public health that we have to be in consideration of at all times. And if you look back, and you look actually, I think in Washington State, vaccinations have dropped to 78%. And they're seeing such a rise now in measles and in other type issues that people are considering, should they even have their children in the public school system there? So, no, public health has to take precedence.
Wow. All right. This is interesting. Hold on, Michelle. We'll wrap this up in a minute, then we'll take some more phone calls. Michelle DiMartino is arguing that public health trumps free speech. I think that's what she just did. We'll talk more about it in a moment. 860-522-9842. All right, let's finish up with Michelle. So it sounds like that's what you're doing, Michelle. You're saying the authority of the state trumps everything when it comes to
vaccines. Absolutely not. What I'm saying, though, is I want our I want this to be done responsibly. So the folks who hosted the forum were, in fact, it was one Republican and one Democrat who are state assembly representatives. And they started to talk about, in the press, the fact that the rates of all of these diseases went down as we had better sanitation in our country. And I find that to be irresponsible. That's not backed up by science. And I again, don't like...
Well, you don't think better sanitation led to a surge in better public health?
I'm not saying that. I don't think it led to a minimization of these diseases that the vaccinations are there for today.
Yeah, because we've had good sanitation for a long time.
Well, and in fact, I think they cited the dates that were 20 years past the time that the vaccinations were employed here. So I appreciate that they want to allow for there to be discourse, but I think that we need to do it in a really responsible manner so that people who are tuning in understand here's the science fact-based information, and here are some of the theories that are being identified and promoted by a very small percent of the population.
Okay, but not to beat it to death. Isn't that an argument for, boy, those authorities from Yale or wherever, they would have beat the crud out of Bobby Kennedy Jr. Why did they give up that opportunity?
Again, I don't think they want to give him a legitimacy being out there touting conspiracy theories, and if they're sitting at the table and it's considered a debate, what I'm hearing is that there is no debate. This is not something to be debated. At this point, we have the data. We have the science to back it up. What some of these folks are trying to do is say, well, we only are going to believe what science tells us. That's other science than that you're providing because you are corrupted.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that they would have had the chance to totally make him appear disreputable and be done with it once and for all. All right, Michelle, well done. Nice to talk with you.
Great to talk to you. Take care.
Michelle DiMartino. She's a political activist in the state on the Democratic side. It's fun to get her opinion. 860-522-9842. Let's go to Vernon, the beautiful town of Vernon. Is it a town or a city?
It's a town.
I thought so.
So,
hi, Gail.
I'm appalled that this girl even said what she said. Talk about someone swallowing Kool-Aid. I mean, this she's so indoctrinated by her cause, no different than global warming. Vaccines are very dangerous. When we grew up, I mean, I'm in my early 60s. We probably had only three vaccines that we even had, and polio is now making a comeback because of sanctuary cities are welcoming all these illegal immigrants that are sick. They're not being fed it. And so, yeah, they're on the rise, but not because of a lack of vaccines. It's because of they're bringing people in. They're sick. So, you know what? Maybe she needs to go do her studies a little bit more. But vaccines are very dangerous. They're killing a lot of people. They're making young girls be infertile so they can't have children. I mean, they're turning little boys with hormones and with boobies in them. You know, it's just... it's crazy what it does. And
you have 30 vaccines
as soon as they're born. They're not even developed yet. And they're getting sick with autism and Asperger's and all these other diseases.
And what do you believe, Gail, what's the cause? Is it an additive in the vaccine? What do you think is causing the problem?
I think it's an additive. I think they put additives in it. It's been proven with Bill Gates when he goes to Africa. He puts diseases in it and makes people even sicker. And it's
Bill Gates is
our own innate healing system that we have inside. Oh, I'm curious.
Calm down a little bit. Bill Gates is infecting innocent children.
Yeah.
He's poisoning them through their vaccines. Can you send me some information on this?
Yeah, there is.
Can you send it to me?
Yes.
Email me some stuff. Todd@toddtalk.com, okay? I'm sorry, but...
As you noticed, the...
Oh. That was Bill Gates, I think. Just cut her off. 860-522-9842. Melissa calling from Suffield. Hi, Melissa.
Hello. How are you?
I haven't had any vaccines lately, so I'm doing well.
I completely concur. Yeah, you know, I don't know what the problem is truly with our Democratic legislators, quite frankly, and I speak generally because we do have some definite champions for in the Democratic Party right now that, you know, are really taking on our issue and understanding that this is, you know, our body, our choice. It's kind of interesting that a party that, you know, is all about women's rights and listens to women for everything, except when we're screaming that we did what was right and we vaccinated our child and now they're damaged. It's, you know, there's thousands of us. We can't all be crazy.
So what do you believe the cause is?
Oh, well, you know, I think your last caller kind of hit upon it a little bit. You know, she said she was in her 60s, like myself just turned 50. So, you know, when we were kids, we got a handful of vaccines. And then, you know, as the years went by, you know, the manufacturers of vaccines, they created others. And then when people were starting to get injured and, God forbid, dying, then what happened was the vaccine companies were getting their, you know, they were getting sued. And then they went to President Ronald Reagan at the time in 1986 and said, listen, we're going to stop making vaccines. And unless you give us protection, we need to because we're losing money here. We can't, this is, you know, not profitable for us. And so he gave them release of liability. It's the only pharmaceutical product, you know, out there. It's the only product that we as U.S. consumers actually consume that does not have a liability attached.
So you agree with what Bobby Kennedy is saying, that this flow of money from what the pharmaceuticals are bringing in infects the political process and doesn't allow there to be a fair argument?
Of course. I mean, you know, follow the money. This is simple economics. Turn on your TV. How many ads do you, you know, see? We look at things like the measles, which you and I all, you know, all of us grew up with it. And it was this very benign childhood disease.
I know they talk about it now like it's the most deadly thing, yeah, like it's getting AIDS
deadly.
Or something.
Deadly. You know, there's a clip that circulates around with the Brady Bunch. And, you know, I get that the Brady Bunch is not a real family. But, you know, if you look at this 2-minute clip of the Brady Bunch, all six kids had the measles. They were up there playing Monopoly on a bed. And this is the greatest sickness ever. We don't even have to have a shot for this one, was what they said. And now all of a sudden, measles is deadly. And I mean, that's a marketing spin. And that spin happened when they created a vaccine because they need to have people buy into it. And so that works. When you say you're going to die from the measles, you know, that works. So that's what happened. And they have the, you know, the money to, pharmaceutical companies have the money to spin this. And there is a spin. Bobby Kennedy is brilliant. He's taken on this cause because he dug in really deep. He uncovered evidence that this is fraud and that, you know, the HHS is supposed to be,
Melissa,
you know,
I've got to run, but send me any information you can. Todd@toddtalk.com. Todd@toddtalk.com. 860-522-9842. And we go to Brendan in Hartford. Hi, Brendan.
Hey, how you doing, Todd?
I'm good.
I was listening to the conversation about the vaccines, and I just wanted to weigh in as someone who has some knowledge and works to, you know, impart that knowledge to the youth of a local high school here. Vaccines work. There's not a debate to this, and the discussion to even be had is sort of, it's frivolous and silly.
Well, there's no question that they work.
I don't. With every medical treatment.
Nobody's.
Every medical treatment runs a risk. But yep. They work to save people's lives.
Yeah, but the discussion is about the other half of it, the risk part.
Yeah, but there's risks in everything. Did you drive to work today?
But the question is whether the risk-benefit calculation works out in people's minds and whether we're getting honest information. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole with you.
If you drove to work,
I'm acknowledging your point.
Than a vaccine.
I'm acknowledging your point that there are
you were being and putting more danger had a greater risk.
Yes,
than
but
what
it's
you
not
for a
it's
vaccine.
Not cars that we're discussing. It's vaccines.
No,
so,
I mean, in a way, it is. It's just a comparison to talk about the risk benefit analysis. If you're willing to accept the risk of driving on a car, you're actually putting yourself at greater risk than what you have for a vaccine.
But you're leaving the benefit out, and the benefits might be viewed totally differently by people. So they might say, I have to drive, the benefit's astronomical, but I don't have to take these vaccines because the risk is fairly limited. And so that's why it's a bogus comparison.
Alive. The benefit is being alive.
The benefit of being, well, it may be, or it may be getting killed by them or being harmed by them. So that's what needs to
be
discussed.
You're at greater risk to be harmed by being in a motor vehicle than you would be by having a vaccine.
Oh, it's such a stupid comparison, Brendan. Please. I know you're a smart guy, so why are you getting hung up on a totally unrelated issue? You can't, we could spend all day comparing the benefits of driving versus the benefits of vaccines, and we'd get nowhere. The point is, there has to be an open conversation. The point is, people know us to have a corrupt government, which is highly influenced by the flow of money, right? Look at, that's why the state of Connecticut is bankrupt. The Democrats care more about their money and power than they care about the state surviving. That's where we're at. We can't conclude anything else. So when we look at that, we have to have a conversation. I don't even have an opinion in this. I haven't read enough about it recently. But the fact that Bobby Kennedy Jr., a well-respected environmental attorney, a popular leftist for the past 40 years, decides he has to speak out, that means it's time to have a conversation. That's all.